Good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my very first summer show episode, if you will, of my show Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. Feels weird to be here, but also, you know, have some anxiety about things, but I'm trying to transform that and let that be experienced as excitement to be here. And yeah, it's been a wild past few weeks, and I hope, you know, on the Tufts plane at least. And I'm excited for what the summer plane has to offer. And I guess this playlist, it's called My Own Summer, like that one Deftones song that I like. Anyways, embarrassing. But this playlist is kind of about that. I don't really know what's next, but I have a soundtrack for it. So anyways, without further ado, I have For Love by Lush up next, and then a Strokes song that I annoyingly really can't stop listening to. But I hope you enjoy. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you're having a great morning and taking it one breath at a time. And
yeah. It's what I feel.
All right, you just listened to For Love by Lush, Hard to Explain by The Strokes, and Ocean by Lush. I recently found this album called Spooky by Lush, and evidently I've liked some of the songs. They're pretty good, and I think during final season and kind of beyond in transition phases generally, I like reaching for music that has existed for longer than I've been alive, because kind of grounds me and reminds me that, you know, there's time before me and time beyond me, and people got through things then and people will continue to move through things, myself included. And there's, you know, I had this thought, and I was looking at the moon last night. Sorry, I'm scratching my head. I woke up recently. Anyways. But, yeah, I was looking at the moon. I guess it would be a waxing crescent gibbous or something. I haven't really reviewed my moon shapes. My apologies. But I know the full moon is on its way eventually. But anyways, the thought had nothing to do with the moon, but it had everything to do with, I guess, how I was feeling looking at it. And, you know, we're all, I mean, me, myself, I've moved so much this year, and I've really come to hate the process. Because I like feeling tethered to one place, and it's been hard to feel tethered to one place when you keep moving. But I guess that's also conducive to growth in its own ways. And, you know, the only thing you can be tethered to is yourself. But, yeah, I think, and also there being so much uncertainty in a lot of these stages and phases of life I'm going through. And it made me feel so separate from the world, like this semester, I guess, in that, I didn't think anyone was going through, you know, what I was going through. And, well, I knew that definitively. And I guess I also, yeah, the people, places, and things I've interacted with in my own world just were inherently separate from here and also part of being here. But in a way that, I don't know, me processing my experiences still felt really disconnected from, I guess, my immediate surroundings. But I think what followed me a lot of the time was like this uncertainty that I was going to be, I mean, I knew it was going to be okay, and I know everything's going to be okay, because that's kind of how things have, you know, seemed to work. But anyways, I just kind of had a moment where, you know, I'm remembering that there's so much, or like, you know, when I look at the sky and stuff, there's so much I don't know and don't understand. And like, it goes on and on forever. And, you know, even the greatest physicists have trouble explaining some of the properties of, you know, what lies beyond, and wormholes and black holes and time, and where those, you know, time and space, where those things, you know, collapse, and, you know, the laws can no longer apply. And then there's so much uncertainty out there. And by experiencing so much uncertainty, it can really be awful and uncomfortable and visceral. And that's the human experience and whatnot, or doesn't always have to be. But there's uncertainty everywhere. And by feeling uncertain yourself, and to a point where you feel disconnected, I think it's actually a point of connectivity with everything, you know? Because everything's uncertain, and if you're uncertain, then you're just, you know, you're joining forces with that, and it's hard to admit you're right where you need to be, kind of, in the periods of life where you have no idea what's going on. But when you learn to do that, can't you just do a lot of things after that point, rationalize every moment you're in? I think I also have this issue of I need to break everything down into a science and be able to explain everything. And yeah, this semester and year and the things going on in my life, I guess. You know, a lot of them have had no explanation. I don't know why they're happening. But I am dealing with them. And, you know, origin unknown, that's fine. There are a lot of origins that are unknown to our very existence. So, but, you know, there's no need to fixate on those things that we don't know to understand and realize that we exist and we have realities to maintain and, you know, attachments to find and, you know, take care of the people we connect with in life. You know, don't question those things that are super real, but, you know, it's just, anyways, trying to make the most out of, you know, the discomfort that has just been very persistent. But it will be, I don't know, it's like when you travel further into, let's say you're like really far away from your destination and you're on the highway and you're looking at the horizon and you know that that little bungalow on the side of the road is where you're supposed to be in, you know, that's your next stop for the day, but you can't really see. And it's also, you know, you have to keep driving. But as you get closer, the image gets more clear. And then suddenly you're at your little spot and you can go to bed and, you know, you're where you need to be for the next transition or whatever. And, you know, until you're in the car and driving and going the right way, it's hard to see, you know, what the future is offering. And anyways, I'm rambling a little bit, but having these thoughts about, you know, I feel like this semester has entailed, or just coming back to Tufts has entailed a lot of thinking about the future and a lot of not being in the present so much. And I just, it feels unnatural to me. And by unnatural, I just mean it's uncomfortable and it's pushing me, and hopefully I'll grow through that. But, you know, I hope that good things are ahead. I'm sure there are. I'm, you know, as sure of that as anything, as much as I know that I can't be sure of anything in this big, vast unknown. But that's also where all the possibilities exist. Anyways, more on that maybe after this song. It's by The Descendants. It was on my Discover Weekly, which I haven't listened to for this week, but it was like 2 weeks ago or something. You know, simple enough song, but it's, you know, simple and good. You know, don't fix what isn't broken or whatever. But yeah, I have The Descendants up next, and then Metagoth by The Breeders. My friend showed me this before she left. It's a pretty epic song. So anyways, thanks for the, you know, space to ramble. I'll play a couple songs, you know, as a reward. I apologize. Actually, I will play a couple songs, but I'll take back the apology. Okay, I'm not sure if it's clear to you, but it is clear to me that something is not working. So while I try to fix that, I think I might put on an automated tune or two. Or there might be a moment of silence, which would not, you know, be awesome. But you know what I can't do that much about it? Oops. You know, bear with the technical difficulties. I appreciate your patience, and I'll figure it out.
Tough choice, don't make me laugh. My life's a joke, your life's a gas. You broke my heart at midnight mass. Now I'm the ghost of Christmas past. The only choice you gave to me is one I took reluctantly. Cause when we bled democracy, you always take immunity. How long do we sink to the bottom of the sea? How long, how long? Sink and it's only you and me. How long, how long, how long, how long, how long, how long, how long? What's the point of getting clean? You wear the I only want.
Hi. Sorry, I'm not awesome with the transitions today. Also, my Spotify has been super doing the silly challenge where it just kind of breaks every once in a while. So I apologize for the glitched out good things that I kept trying to play. Anyways, so that was The Descendants and Metagoth by The Breeders and Summertime by Mara, which is another thing probably from my Discover Weekly. But, you know, more on those songs after this emergency preparedness PSA. On the note of uncertainty, I guess, unexpected situations such as, like, power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's another emergency going on. This is a public service message from ready.gov at and WMFO in Medford and Tufts Freeform Community Radio. So, you know, I would be scared to prepare for the future in such a way, you know, preparing for the worst. I wish we prepared for the best in the same way, like, you know, preemptively bought ourselves flowers and gifts and stuff. But I think, yeah, we're taught to look out for the worst in a lot of senses. But I mean, I guess that is better and more sustainable to prepare for, I guess. I feel like summer, you know, it's another unknown that I am embarking on. There's a little room for some spookiness, some, like, I don't really know what's around the corner, like, darkness sort of thing. I feel like the summertime song, it's, you know, was made recently, but it has, kind of reminds me of The Cure, if you will. There's a lot of things I listen to in summer. It's a huge time for, you know, processing all the things that I didn't process throughout the year. I am starting to realize and internalize just how much music can impact your mood. And, like, you know, I learned in my brain class that, you know, music accesses and activates, like, you know, pretty much all of the surface area of your brain or whatever. There's just, you know, not really, it interacts with everything and really has implications on your perception of the world and stuff. And then I think about the music that I've really fixated on for a lot of my life, and There's a lot of anger in it, and there's also, I don't know, I think it's got this certain tone of I don't know what's around the corner, but also a certain tone of like I'm present with how I'm feeling now, and it's maybe uncomfortable, it's maybe sad, trying to branch out into the happy world of sound, and so far the first place I reach is to like a space sound, or you know, what floating sounds like or feels like or I imagine it to be. So anyways, the next couple songs kind of take me to that space where I'm not being critical, I just, you know, am, maybe, and I think they're on the lighter side, but my idea of the lighter side is it still might be, it's everything, you know, it holds the heavy, it holds the light, it holds, you know, the unknown and the known. That's how I see it, at least. So yeah, here is The Everlasting Gobstopper by The Velt. It's a new song. It's pretty good to me. And, you know, there's no thinking needed when you listen to it, I think. I just kind of, you know, just listen. Let it take me somewhere. So, excited to see where it takes you.
Thank you.
All right. You just listened to The Everlasting Gobstopper by The Velt, Beautiful End by Strawberry Switchblade, Falling Apart by Slowpoke, and Center of the Universe by Built to Spill. Do all of those songs go together thematically? Kind of, because I will be listening to them this summer, but, you know, they're all little anthems I have to approach the future, if you will. It's, you know, sometimes song titles tell you something about the song and then other times they don't. Names are a weird thing to me, but they never really encompass the entire being or entity at hand. So that's why you have to listen to them, you know, and what they're saying. Anyways, I like Center of the Universe. It's a nice song when I'm feeling, you know, the slightest bit annoyed with my condition, and I like the line that's, I don't like this air, but that doesn't mean I'll stop breathing it. No further comment. It's says what it needs to. And the Beautiful End song is, I just really like how it sounds. And the Close Your Eyes and Fall, Beautiful End, Beautiful End. It's really good. I think, if anything, the uncertainty of everything just kind of feels like falling through space and time. It doesn't have to be that dramatic and scary, but, you know, if you can make that into something that's not scary and something approachable, then that's good. But yeah, this has been Nat from Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And it has been really, you know, nice and exciting to be on the air in late May, which is new for me. And I'm excited for a summer of finding new songs and being on the radio. And I'm so grateful for everyone who listened, and thank you for your time. And I'm wishing everyone a really awesome day, and I hope the sun is out wherever you are. And if it's not, just know it's behind the clouds. And I'm looking at these last three songs that, you know, could all be played, and I'm not really sure which ones to do. Decisions have been so challenging recently, but that's okay, because whatever I play, it's going to be maybe enjoyed by one person out there, and definitely not a subject to overthink. Anyways, I hope everyone has a great day. Thank you so much for listening, and until next Tuesday.